When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. You've heard them for decades. New Year's predictable resolutions. They slide easily off the tongue, but are evasive sometimes in practice. What compels us time and again to venture such hopeless proclamations? Why do we set ourselves up for failure with public announcements doomed from the outset? The answer? Good intentions. So to help us see our good intentions through, here are a few suggestions from old and new, tried and true wise men and women for 2018 goals that have great potential of actually being achieved simply because they're worth it. Number one, resolve to make at least one person happy every day, says Sydney Smith. The advice of this English writer and Anglican cleric of the 1800s is even more relevant for the 21st century. He calculates this simple act to have great and lasting impact. In 10 years, you may have made 3,650 persons happy or brightened a small town by your contribution to the Fund of General Enjoyment. Now, Benjamin Franklin offered up this sage counsel: be always at war with your vices, at peace with your neighbors, and let each new year find you a better man. Now, ladies, that doesn't mean out with the old and in with the new when it comes to husbands. To adhere to bespectacled Ben's profound instruction, we're challenged instead to rise to the occasion and conquer old habits and stubbornness. And now, from a contemporary, Ellen Goodman, an American journalist and Pulitzer Prize winner for distinguished commentary. She suggests a new approach to this age-old annual dilemma. We spend January 1 walking through our lives, room by room, drawing up a list of work to be done, cracks to be patched. Maybe this year, to balance the list, we ought to walk through the rooms of our lives, not looking for flaws, but for potential. It is there, you know. Something good, something noble, something worthwhile that contributes to society. In every human heart lies the great possibilities to head in a positive direction rather than wallow in the negative. Walk through the rooms. Look for your strengths. Open your eyes and see the value of your life and the purpose for which you've been designed, destined, and delivered. Then bring it. Make someone happy. Live at peace with your neighbors and be the best you. Nobody can do it better. In 2018, our resolutions need not die by January 2nd. If determination is not fuel enough to help you reach your goals, how about this definition from Albert Einstein? Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. As one of the most influential scientists ever in history, he also offered this brilliant advice: learn from yesterday, live for today, hope for tomorrow. I can do that. How about you? This is Brenda Black. May God bless you all the new year through as we swing the gate closed for today.